This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A leaked truce proposal between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas appears to show signs of compromise by both parties, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The proposal comes after months of talks. Hamas has said it will send a delegation to Cairo as soon as possible. The development comes as an Israeli strike on the southern Gaza town of Rafah killed several people, most of them children. Israel has regularly carried out airstrikes on Rafah and has threatened to send in ground troops. Over a million Palestinians have sought refuge in the city on the Egyptian border. The United States and others have urged Israel not to invade, fearing a humanitarian catastrophe. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police have arrested nearly 2,200 people during pro-Palestinian protests at college campuses across the United States in recent weeks. They have sometimes used riot gear, tactical vehicles, and flashbang devices to clear tent encampments and occupied buildings. At New York's Columbia University, one officer accidentally discharged his gun inside an administration building while clearing out protesters camped inside, according to the NYPD, and no one was hurt by the officer's actions. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and promised £3 billion or $3.74 billion of annual military aid for Ukraine on Thursday.
We are thankful to your government and to Prime Minister and Minister also of Defense for supporting this last package, military support for Ukrainian soldiers.
This is VOA News. Heavy storms have killed over two dozen people in Brazil's southernmost state. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The massive downpour destroyed bridges. Residents waded through flooded streets and saved whatever they could find from their homes. The state's civil defense said more than 10,000 people were displaced in over 150 cities. Many residents found refuge in shelters. Rio Grande do Sul's governor declared the floods the biggest disaster the state has ever faced, while Brazilian President Lula da Silva vowed to provide as much aid as needed.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Nigerian military authorities say two military personnel will face a court-martial over... Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.